goodsuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this series which we started about 3 weeks ago. Thank you for visiting everyone. Thank you for showing us secrets about times and seasons. And we pray, the Lord, let everyone return back with a secret to recognizing and maximizing times and seasons. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The topic remains times and seasons, common sense guide to recognizing and maximizing them. I remember this is the part of the big series, Kingdom Mysteries and Miracles for Good Success. Let's read some scriptures which we have started with from the beginning. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 to 8. It says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Praise God. That's the first scripture. And the second one, John 7:30. It says, therefore they sought to take him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his time had not yet come. Praise God. Let's quickly do a recap of last week. Please, if you missed last week's episode, or even if you didn't miss it, please listen to it again and again. We talked about some very important things which I don't think anyone should miss. For example, we defined time and moment. We talked about what first time is, several times, all these concepts in the Bible. And the previous week before then, we talked about the process of time, set time, time of life, appointed time, what we call at that time, time to come, this time, second time, another. Please listen to it again and again. Then last week also, we were able to understand different seasons in the life of a person. We talked about the time to be born, time to be molded, time to be trained, then time to be settled, or the time of independence. We talked about the time to consolidate and the time to expand and reproduce yourself into people. That's when you begin to mentor people, to reproduce yourself in people, not biological reproduction now. And we also talked about the time to exit a state. There's a particular age that a man gets to, and at that time you should be ready to leave. That even if you're severe course at any point in time, then you should say yes, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. And I pray that by the time we get to this age, all of us will be able to look back and say, yes, I did my part. I did what God asked me to do. And there will be no regrets in your life and in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. So today, we are talking about how to recognize times and seasons. The first step today is, I believe this audience consists of believers who are ready to please God, who are ready to do the will of God in their lives. The most important thing here is for you and I to know the person and character of God, for you to understand how somebody leads, and for you to even be able to trust what that person says. You need to know their character. For example, I've known my wife now for almost 8 years, 2 years before we got married, and 6 years so far. So I've known her for all this period of time. Now imagine if my wife called me for something. Maybe I'm not at home and she says, sweet, I want you to give me an advice. I want to take a step about my business. I want to sell a product and I need to take a step. And I said, no problem. Just lie to the people, deceive them, talk about the features that are not in the product. And I begin to see all this manner of wrong things, telling her to lie, telling her to do wrong things. The first thing she's going to do, I believe, is to look at her phone to be sure she's talking to me. Because over this period of time, she has come to recognize my character. She knows the things I will say. She knows my normal stand about some certain things. Now, if I'm on the phone at the other end and I'm seeing completely opposite things, She wants to be sure I'm the one she's talking to. And even if she talks back and says, "Excuse me, what did you just say?" and I repeated those things comfortably, and she sees I'm not playing, I think she's just going to cut off her phone and maybe start looking for how to check if I was the right person. Maybe it's AI that is talking to her. She wants to be sure. The same way, anyone who wants to recognize times and seasons, anyone who wants to know the mind of God concerning times and seasons, will first want to know who God is, His person, His character. The Bible says, "He who comes to God must first believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." You want to know His person. For example, if God tells you to lie, God tells you to sleep with another man's wife or another woman's husband, as a child of God, you want to say, no. From my understanding of the character of God, He wouldn't say something like that. That first discuss whatever you are hearing, even if an angel appears. That's why the Bible says, if an angel of light appears and he says anything contrary to these things that are already confirmed by scriptures, he says, say no to that person. Even if it's an angel, say no, because it is not consistent with the things we believe about God. These are not consistent with the things of God. So the first thing you want to know is recognize the character of God. How do you know the character of God? The Bible. He has given us the Bible to know the things it will naturally do in certain circumstances. But I know that you and I want to know. Now, the Bible did not write it anywhere that the person I should marry should have a name called Tokwe. No, it's not written in the Bible. But I can see from the Bible the characters of the person God can tell me to marry. So now, let's say I meet somebody and the person doesn't have the character consistent with what the Bible already made clear. The same God in the Old Testament is the same God in the New Testament. We may say, yes, there's Old Testament, there's New Testament. But God, who wants us to give in the Old Testament, still wants us to give in the New Testament. If anything, He wants us to do better. God, who said, be truthful in the Old Testament, wants you to be more truthful in the New Testament. Because it's the same person. His approach may have become different, but His character remains the same. How do we know this? Human beings may change. People may change their character, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we can be sure that whatever is said in the Bible will still be consistent and truthful today. So that's the first step. Then now, how do I recognize time and season? A time and season. What time am I? What season am I? The first thing you should know, be interested in God's leading than even in hearing His voice. I'm going to say that again. Be interested in the leadership of God. Now, when you talk about leadership, leadership means that the person who is leading you can decide to use several methods to lead you. For example, let's say a shepherd is leading a set of sheep. The shepherd can use his rod to lead them. That's discipline. The shepherd can use his voice to lead them. Hey, come. For example, if you have a dog or all these domesticated animals, you can use your voice. They know your voice. If you talk, they know you, even if they have not seen you. That is it. So, it's not only the voice that is used to communicate. Other things, facial expressions. If I look at my children, any one of them now, and I just look at them in a particular way, they can recognize whether I'm angry, or I'm happy, or I'm playing. So, how much more a child of God? So, knowing how to submit to the leadership of God, it's more important than even you saying, is that His voice? Is that not His voice? For example, if God wants me to go in a particular direction in my life, He can open doors. He can make circumstances happen to put me in that place. We are now recognized by the inner voice, by the inner witness that, okay, this is the place God wants me to be. However, within all this period, He may not have uttered His voice. He may not have spoken verbally or communicated with words. However, He has led me. There's a prayer I'm praying right now that I pray every day. God, I want You to lead me. If You want me to change the city I am, just lead me. If You have to speak to me, fine. If You want to use somebody else to speak, fine. I don't care. I just want to make sure I am at the center of the center of Your will. I want to be where You want me to be per time. That is more important. So that's the first thing. Be interested in His leading. Then number two, Be sensitive to signals. God can use signals for you. What is a signal? A signal is a very instructive sign telling you or giving you an information on what to do or what not to do, or whether you should be cautious or not. Signals, you can almost know the meaning of signals and interpret it immediately. Now, the next thing will be sensitive to signs. Now, signs need more wisdom. It needs your own interpretation. You need to understand what a sign is. But a signal is almost always clear. For example, if a traffic warden is on the road, it can signal to you to begin to come. If he moves his hand back and forth to you, what does that mean? It means come. It means you can move now. But a sign, you need to understand what the meaning of the sign is. For example, if you are at a traffic light, the sign there, you need to be able to interpret what the sign means. And why should you be sensitive about signs and signals? You cannot be too slow when it comes to signs and signals. If God has given you a signal, you need to move immediately. Last week, we talked about the first time. There are some things that you just have to be the first person. You have to jump in first or immediately. You can't be too slow. You can't be too fast for a sign that God is giving you. It has to be timely and prompt. For signs and signals, the Holy Spirit, the inner witness, who also functions based on the character of God, is how you can now interpret that sign to mean this is God or this is not God. Because there are many signs. You are going to see different signs. You are going to see different signals. Some could even be directly from the devil. But because you have the Holy Spirit, the inner witness, you can have peace in your mind that, okay, this direction I'm going is the right way. For example, if you are using a navigation, Google Map, for example, and you're driving and the sign says, turn right, as long as you're in the right direction, you may not even hear anything again, except there's another instruction to be given. That's the moment of peace. If you're in a particular direction in your life and there is peace in your spirit, not in your mind, not in your head, not in your body, in your spirit, there could be turmoil all around, problems all around, and the Spirit of God will still give you peace in the midst of problem, in the midst of the storm. That's why Jesus could sleep in the ship. He was sleeping in the midst of the storm, whereas others were scared. How can you be sleeping in the midst of the storm? It's because there is peace. So even if there are challenges in your life, you could know with peace. For example, I mentioned this testimony before, that when I was in Lagos then, and everything just seemed like it wasn't working well, you know, and all that, and everybody started saying, why not leave Lagos? Go back to your state now. There are opportunities there. At least you live okay. You won't spend as much as I spend in Lagos. But in the midst of those challenges, I had peace in my spirit that I was where I should be. Externally, things were not showing it, but I had peace, so I stayed. Watch out for signs. What signs should you watch out for? For example, John the Baptist, God gave him a sign. God can give you a sign that when you see this sign, it means this is going to happen. For example, God gave me a sign that I will use to know my wife. I'm not saying you should ask God for a sign, but he can give you a sign. He says, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. That's John chapter 1, 32 to 33. God gave John Baptist the sign. Remember, John Baptist was also baptized even before he was born. What kind of sign can you see? You can see a change of situation. A change of situation could mean a sign to you. It could mean a sign that Satan is attacking you. And it could also mean that, hey, your time is up in that place. Move. For example, everything is going fine in a place. Everything is working, maybe in a job that you have or in a business that you have. And suddenly, things just change. Now, it could mean that Satan is attacking you. It could mean that, hey, your time is up in this business. It's time to change. Be sensitive. Eventually, you will still need the Holy Spirit to interpret the sign. But the sign tells you there is an action to be taken. That is the purpose of the sign. How do you know the action? The Holy Spirit. But the sign tells you it is time to take an action. Either it's a time to fight, or it's a time to move, or it's a time to do something. Now you find out from the Holy Spirit what you should do. So, how do you recognize times and seasons when situations just change? How again? Under signs, uneasiness or tiredness. There's a term that people use. When somebody says, I'm sick and tired of something. See, when a situation is happening and you're not tired of it, let me tell you something, you may not even be able to pray about it. But when it gets to a time you are tired of the situation, for example, somebody who is in a business that is not moving, stagnant, for maybe years or months, if you are not tired, you will not pray. Have you ever heard the term before? Pray like somebody that dog has just beaten. When you are tired of a situation, you will pray. I remember then when we were going through a challenge. My wife was tired. She woke up at night crying and praying to God. God, situation must change. That is the point at which she got tired. I got tired too, and I prayed. I fasted. See, if you're not in that place, you won't do anything. So when you begin to feel some uneasiness, you're like, I just feel like something is just not right. That is the point to pray. It's a sign to you that you need to pray. It's a sign to you that you need to hear God. It's a sign to you that season and times may just be about to change. Then there's a point you feel this red light in quote in the spirit. You know, when you drive and you see red light, it means stop. There are some decisions you want to take. Everything may be fine from the beginning. If you have ever been through that before, like, for example, maybe when you want to get married, you met this guy, you met this woman, everything was just fine from the beginning. I mean, you had peace in quotes. And it just got to a point, and the peace just went off. Just like you are seeing a red light. It means two things. Number one, it could mean that stop. It could mean that pray, because God wants to tell you something that is very instructive to that relationship. It could even mean that if you don't take that step, that relationship is going to end and just end abruptly when it wasn't supposed to end. It could just be anything. So when you have this uneasiness in the spirit, you're just like, I don't know, I just don't have peace. It's time to pray. How do you recognize times and seasons? We've just talked about signs and signals and be interested in God's leading. Then now, listen to His voice. I know that's what every Christian wants to be after. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Not just look out for His voice. Listen to it and act. Listen and act. The Holy Spirit can tell you things. And trust me, the reason I didn't mention this first is because there are situations that most likely you will not hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the communication with words of the Holy Spirit. You will not hear, especially when it comes to your emotions. Especially when it comes to things you naturally like to do, you may not hear His voice. Watch out more in those situations for those red lights, for those signs, for those signals. For what you feel in your inner witness, what is the Holy Spirit saying in the inner witness, not even the voice alone now, inner witness. Because even when you hear the voice, the inner witness is still what will confirm to you that this is the Holy Spirit. Listen to His voice. Then don't discard biblical based common sense. We've mentioned something like this before. What is common sense? For example, you want to go for an exam. Common sense means that you need to read before you go to that exam. Now, if you are hearing your spirit don't read, you begin to check. This cannot be the voice of God, because number one, it's not even consistent with what the Bible says. It's not consistent with common sense. It doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit doesn't work against common sense, because most times what the Holy Spirit will even tell you will be against common sense, especially if you are just a growing Christian. That's at the infant stage. Especially if your will and your inclinations have not already aligned totally with the Holy Spirit. I know many people will say the Holy Spirit always talks against what you wish. No, not always. It depends on the stage you are in your Christian life. If, for example, you are the infant stage, or you are at the stage which you really don't know how the Holy Spirit functions, you don't know His person very well, then almost always what He says will be against your will, because your will has not fully aligned with His will. But if you have grown as a Christian over the years, over a period of time, you know what the Bible says, you have always aligned yourself with it. In fact, many times what you want will be what the Holy Spirit wants, because the Bible even says He will give you the desires of your heart. There are two ways to interpret that scripture. It means that what you desire is what the Holy Spirit will give you. It also could mean that the desire of your heart will be planted in you by the Holy Spirit. That is the point every Christian should get to. That your desires will just naturally be what the Holy Spirit will desire. That means they will be good at least. They will be in line with the scriptures. Now, what you are looking out for as a mature Christian is not to choose between good and bad. No, you are choosing between good and right. Something may be good and not right. So you want to be sure that this is what God wants at this point in time. So you want to choose probably maybe even between two good things. For example, there was this testimony in church. This guy got two job offers. He got one, they were going to pay him a lot of money. There is another one, they were going to pay him just a little. And he was confused. And he just went to his pastor for advice. And the pastor said, from the look of things, I think you should take the smaller job. And he just obeyed. Eventually, that one that was offering something small opened up great opportunities for this person. Great opportunities. Sometimes when you think you are stagnated, it could just be you. God making you wait enough to be able to meet the person that will propel you to the place of glory. I have experienced this in my life too. So what do you do? Watch out for signs. We've mentioned that. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Then don't discard biblical common sense. Then what else? Watch out for spiritual tension caused by the battlefield of the mind. I've just mentioned that before too. Now, your mind is more like a battlefield. What happens there? The Holy Spirit is there. The devil is also trying to push his ideas into that place. That's why it becomes a battlefield. But when you have conquered a lot in the Spirit, the person who rules that place will be the Holy Spirit. Now, when in that place, there seems to be a struggle between two opinions. Now, it's time for you to turn more to the Spirit. It could even be a time to fast. What does fasting do for us? It lets you suppress the flesh so that the Spirit can have more expression in your life. So when you feel a tension in your heart, like, should I go this way? Should I not go this way? I feel like going this way. I also feel like going this way. It's time to separate yourself. Pray, fast, listen more to biblical instructions along that line, and then you can make informed decision. Watch out for spiritual tension caused by the battlefield of the mind. What else should we do? Daniel said, I understood by books. Daniel 9:2. He said, something was supposed to happen. Remember, we are talking about times and seasons. He said, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books of the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Now imagine if Daniel never went to search out what God already said about the matter. It means they could be there for 100 years, 120 years. See, there are some situations in life that if man does not intervene, God will just watch the situation. God has given that place to man to make some changes in the spirit. So if you don't find out the mind of God for that season, you cannot enforce it. And God may watch you and just keep watching you. Now, the children of Israel were in Egypt for 430 years. The prophet was like 400 years to Abraham, but they were there for 430 until they got tired. They started talking to God. God, have mercy. Whatever they were praying. And God sent Moses to go and meet them. That is it. See, if you don't find out what God has said about you, searching, it includes reading the Bible, reading books, reading relevant materials, even searching the internet. For example, for your business, searching the internet to look at existing information about that thing, it may not sound spiritual, but it's still part of it. You are finding out what is the current knowledge here. What are the things that people are already doing? What are my competition doing? When you have that information, then the Holy Spirit can breathe on it and tell you this is how you can excel and do better than them. Understand by books. What else should you do? Or how else can you recognize times and seasons? Through dreams. I'm going to combine two things. Through dreams, visions, and trance. When I mention visions here, I'm not talking about you just having a mental picture of what the picture is about. Of course, that's exactly what's going to happen when you have that kind of vision. But I'm talking about this supernatural experience where you can see into the future. The same thing is dreams. Dreams let you have a picture of what the future may be like. But of course, eventually, you will still need the Holy Spirit to interpret that dream, to interpret the trance, because the devil can bring about both of them. The devil can bring about dreams and make it look like God said when he didn't say. Who are the ones that were able to step into times and seasons in the Bible through dreams? Pharaoh. God rescued them, not because God really loved Pharaoh, no, because God wanted to prepare a place for his people, the Hebrews. So God put a supernatural dream out there for Pharaoh to see, and the people who are actually in the covenant came to interpret that vision, and then God's purpose happened. God can also reveal things to you through dreams. Don't just discard your dreams. Check them in the spirit. See, if God is talking to you in your dream, even if it's a fearful thing you saw, you will have peace when you wake up. If you wake up and you are scared, maybe it's not God. It's the devil maybe trying to manipulate you. Even if it's something dangerous you are seeing, the Holy Spirit will give you peace. It means God is the one talking. And one thing I realized, maybe it happens to me alone, I don't know. One thing I realized is, if God is the one who gives me that dream, when I wake up, I will know the meaning. Almost immediately, I will interpret it. I will know the meaning of that dream. So, if there is confusion and all these things, it may not just be God. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't pray. Cancel it. Because devil is just saying, this is what I want to do. Of course, you have the power. Cancel what he has said. Nebuchadnezzar also dreamed. Daniel dreamed. Jacob dreamed. Unbelievers dream. Christians also dream. Children of God dream. So, God can talk to you through your dreams. Joseph, the father of Jesus, because there was a season in their life that God was bringing them to, God had to send his angel to show up to him in his dream so that he would take Jesus out of where he was born and take him to Egypt for safety. How else can you recognize times and seasons? Through the stirring up of your spirit, you can bring yourself, which we'll be dealing with next week. There's a way you can actually start a season by yourself. There's a way you can start a new time, a new season, a new time in your life by yourself. But we are talking about how to even recognize it now. Stirring up your spirit. The Bible says in Acts 17:16, it said, the spirit of Paul was provoked in him. Your spirit can be stirred up about something. When it gets stirred up, what do? Translate that immediately into you stirring up your spirit. I'm talking about your spirit was stirred up by itself. What do you do also? You too stir up your spirit by praying in the spirit. That is what we're going to be talking more about next week, and other things you can do to bring yourself into certain seasons by yourself. So, talking about visions and trance, Cornelius, Peter, Paul, both Christians, unbelievers, were able to see into the future through trance, through visions. Peter was ushered into a new season of the church by vision. Naturally speaking, Peter will not relate with unbelievers, but God had to bring him to that season through that vision that he saw. Paul also was ushered into a new season of his life. Paul was a devout Jew. He was doing everything to the letter, according to the law. But God used a vision to change his season from being the chief persecutor to the chief persecuted. But caution, don't seek a trance. Don't seek a dream. Just let God choose how he wants to talk to you per time. If you want to seek anything, seek his voice. Open doors and open opportunities may also usher you into a new season. In fact, what open doors and opportunities does, they usher you into new seasons. A new time can begin because of an open door. And it can usher in a time and a season. However, an open door could also be a trap in disguise. So don't trust an open door. Trust the Holy Spirit who tells you what the door is about. Persecution and affliction could also usher you into a new season and time. The church were persecuted. However, that persecution led to them being spread out. If somebody persecutes you, it could just be an option for you to be elevated. For example, if you're in a job, you're doing fine, suddenly your boss just starts working against you. It could be a time for you to start a business. I didn't say it will always be, it could be. It's a sign for you to ask God what the issue is, what the challenge is, what should I do? Because of that persecution, you are prompted and you are signaled and you got that sign that no, this is what should happen. And I pray as we become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit through any means it uses to talk to you, I pray that you will begin to enjoy that new season, that new moment, that new time that God wants to usher you into. In Jesus' name, amen. Please permit us to spend maybe extra 3 minutes for the fathers today. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the house today. And those who love fathers and those who are going to become fathers, I say happy Father's Day to us all. I just want to add a little thing to encourage fathers in the house. What is the meaning of a father? Father means source. It means a prototype, their sole example or original model. It could also mean priest. It means a leader. It means the standard. So as a father, remember, this is what you represent in your family. The source, the prototype, the priest, the leader, the standard. Whatever is happening in your family, just look at yourself, that you are the standard. If things are not going the right way, everybody is misbehaving, God forbid, everybody is behaving one way. Just look at yourself, that I'm the standard. I caused it. I'm responsible for this. Even if you didn't cause it, I am responsible to take care of this. Even if you are not responsible for making it happen, you are responsible to solve the situation. And lastly, as a man, a father, or a leader, watch out for these things. Never let go of your vision. Except that vision was not given by God. But no matter what happens, never let go. Negative circumstances only exist to prove how serious or how unserious you are with your vision. And never let go of your focus. Loss of focus is one of the reasons people fail, if not a major reason. Don't let go of your focus. Deal with your wife with understanding. Deal with your wife with understanding. I pray God gives us understanding in Jesus' name. Treat your children with love and discipline. They need both. Love, discipline. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. However, he is the one. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Love, discipline. And always remember that these are real and complete men and women in the making. These children, they are complete. They are just growing, but they are complete. When you remember that, when they take some actions and do some things, it will make you decide how to relate with them because they are complete in themselves. Then also, stay in your own lane. Avoid competition at all costs. There will always be a better and more sophisticated car. They will always come up. Tesla, whatever, they will always come up. There will be better electronic gadgets. There will be better houses. Fully automated houses, there will always be. There will be better jobs. There will be better businesses. However, stay in your own lane. Let all these other people encourage you to do better, but don't compete. Get better at being yourself and being what God wants you to be. And finally, remember this, even if you forget everything. Every child wants to be proud of their father. And every child wants their father to be proud of them. How many of us here today, even if your father is late, or you are no longer, of course, with your parents, you are staying by yourself, but something in you still wants to make your parents proud. You still want to make them proud of you. And you want to be proud of them. So, these are my notes for parents today and also for myself and for those who love fathers. Happy Father's Day one more time. I also pray today that especially for all fathers and those who love them today, I decree that you will always be that example. You will always be that role model. You will always be that success that people want to emulate in the name of Jesus. God says and wants us to have good success because as a father, He wants His life to be reflected in us. He wants us to reflect Him. I pray that from today, for everyone here, both fathers, both mothers, both children, whoever you are today, I declare that you will become that standard that others want to look like in the name of Jesus. Whatever looks like failure in your life, I curse them today. And I declare that by reason of this topic today, may you begin to succeed. And I usher you into a new season of life, a season of success, a season of breakthroughs, a season of great opportunities, a season of unusual favor, and so shall it be. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Have a great week and happy Father's Day one more time. See you next week and be blessed in Jesus' name.
A good success has come.